This morning we continue looking at our 2019 ministry theme, which is the word serve. Over the last couple of weeks we have talked about what it means to serve, what it means to serve God and to serve each other, to serve our neighbors, the ones that we know, the ones that we don't know, the folks we like, the people we don't like, what it means to serve. And so this morning we'll be looking at the book of 1 Peter to continue our conversation. Before I read the scripture, I would just remind us that the book of 1 Peter is written as a letter. It's written as a letter to a group of Christian folks who are needing to be encouraged in their Christian living, needing to be encouraged in their witness. They were a group of people who had been experiencing some suffering, so life had been rather hard for them. And so the letter is written sort of as an encouragement, as a way to also strengthen their faith and to help them remember the things that are most important. The passage that we are reading today comes in, if you did an outline of the entire letter, it's in a part of the letter that is written as the church called to be in the world. The church called to be in the world. And I'm not sure if the Bible you're looking at has this as the subtitle above chapter 4, but in this particular Bible and others that I have, it says, Good Stewards of God's Grace. Good Stewards of God's Grace. So 1 Peter chapter 4, I'll be reading the first 11 verses, and know that this Bible is summarizing this scripture as good stewards of God's grace. So I invite you to hold that in your mind. Will you hear now God's word? Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same intention. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has finished with sin, so as to live for the rest of your earthly life, no longer by human desires, but to live by the will of God. You've already spent enough time in doing what the Gentiles like to do, living in licentiousness, passions, drunkenness, revels, carousing, and lawless idolatry. They are surprised that you no longer join them in the same excesses of dissipation, and so they blaspheme. But they will have to give an accounting to him who stands ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason of the gospel was provided even to the dead, so that though they have been judged in the flesh, as everyone is judged, they might live in the spirit as God does. To the end of all things is near. Therefore, be serious. Discipline yourselves for the sake of your prayers. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. To him belong the glory and power forever and ever. Amen. And this, friends, is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts and our minds be pleasing in your sight. You who are our rock and our redeemer, our strength and our salvation. Amen. You've heard me talk about my Aunt Jane before, perhaps. Aunt Jane played a really significant role in my life. Aunt Jane was single. She was a church musician. That wasn't her full-time job, but that's how she was kind of her dual role in life. She was an office manager and a church musician. And so church music was something that was deeply important to her. She'd always longed to have a baby grand piano. And so she saved her money diligently for a number of years, until at last she was able to make this purchase of this Steinway baby grand piano. And she says to me, the only grandchild on that side of the family, and so her only niece, she says to me, "You are in charge of making sure this piano is forever taken care of." Okay, well, friends, we need to all acknowledge that I have zero musical abilities. Even though Aunt Jane had tried my whole life to kind of teach me how to play the piano, help me keep tune, she tried. But I loved her. And so when she's standing there telling me, "You must take care of this piano," I heard a deep responsibility. I heard a big job, and I took it to heart. What I didn't know at the time was that it would be just a few years later that Aunt Jane would enter the church triumphant. And that promise that I had made to her was somehow on my shoulders. And I had to figure out what was going to be done with that baby grand piano that she had worked so hard to purchase and was so proud to be the owner. I became the steward of a prized possession that was loved and cared for, that was worked hard to receive. And I had to make a decision about how that would be cared for. It also reminds me of the song that children might sing, "I'm bringing home a baby bumblebee. Won't my mommy be so proud of me?" And you know, usually when kids sing that, they bring home the baby bumblebee in their hands. And they've got a prized possession. They've got something they're so excited about, and they want somebody to see that gift, and they're taking great care of it. In our text this morning, Peter is speaking to us about a prized possession, a gift, something that has been freely given to us and to all people who call themselves Christians. And we are invited to be stewards of that gift. A steward of the gift is somebody that's a caretaker, somebody entrusted with the care of that gift. In our text this morning, we are stewards of the manifold grace of God. We are stewards. We are caretakers. We are entrusted with taking care of the manifold grace of God. The grace of God, the free, amazing gift that God has given to us, the redemptive, life-saving, salvific gift that God has given to us, the grace that's unconditional. It's absolutely free. There are no limits to this grace. There's nothing that we can do to earn this grace. It's just freely given to us. And there's absolutely nothing that we can do to have that grace taken away from us. Grace isn't dependent upon our actions. Grace is not dependent upon our behaviors. Grace is freely offered, because God is the one offering that. And so as Christians, as people who call ourselves followers of Jesus Christ, we are the stewards of God's manifold grace. So Aunt Jane's piano. Suddenly I become the steward of this baby grand piano that I can't use, that maybe someday I might have a child. I mean, I'm a young adult when this is happening. So maybe someday I might have a child that maybe might could play the piano, but I'm the steward. And so my home church, Coley United Methodist Church, didn't have a baby grand piano. And so the greatest way that I thought that I could be entrusted with the care of something was to turn it over to be used for God's glory. So my Aunt Jane's piano is a gift that has been given to Cullowhee United Methodist Church. They are now the stewards of the gift, just like we are the stewards of God's gift. We are the stewards of God's grace. We are the ones called to carry and live out this grace. Do we need to go to this microphone? as a recipient of God's grace, we are called to share that grace with service to the world around us. The scripture says, like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each has received. So this grace that's been entrusted to us, this free, this amazing, this marvelous, this unconditional grace that God has given to us, we are supposed to carry it and share it. Use it to serve the world around us. We are called to manage that gift well. And the way that we do that is to use our hands in service for the world around us. Earlier this week, Connie and I went to visit Deanna Klemmer. This was part of the sermon before I knew that Deanna had entered the church triumphant. But Connie and I went to visit Deanna, and she was at Stanley Total Assisted Living, and Deanna was at lunchtime. And we sat with Deanna, and Connie fed Deanna her lunch that day. A steward of the grace that God had given to Connie. To tenderly and lovingly pick up the food on Deanna's plate, to serve her, to care for her. That is the image that I invite all of us to hold in our minds. We are called to handle the grace that God has given to us and to serve the world, thank you, to serve the world around us. This week, starting on Saturday of this week, our denomination gathers for a really important special called session of General Conference. I hope we will handle well the grace that God has given to us. And that grace that God has given to us will lovingly and freely offered to the world in service. Our denomination is about making disciples for Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. I'm ready. I'm ready to get back to that being our focus. Making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Managing, being the steward of the grace that God has given to us, that we might make disciples by serving them and serving them well. I invite you this week to hold the delegates, all 864 voting delegates, in your prayers. I invite you to hold the people who call ourselves United Methodist in prayer. And may we all hold the grace that God has given to us with tender love and care as we seek to serve the world around us. The Message, the translation of the Bible, has a beautiful way of summarizing, offering these verses. It says this: everything in the world is about to be wrapped up, so take nothing for granted. Stay wide awake in prayer. Most of all, love each other as if life depended on it. Love makes up for practically anything. Be quick to give a meal to the hungry, a bed to the homeless, cheerfully. Be generous with the different things God gave you, passing them around so that all get in on it. If words, let it be God's words. If help, let it be God's hearty help. That way, God's bright presence will be evident in everything through Jesus Christ. And he'll get all the credit as the one mighty in everything, that encores even to the end of time. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. But we have a God. We have a God that has gone before us, a God that goes with us, and a God that stands in the gap after us. And God has given God's grace to us. May we be worthy. May we be worthy of that calling, that we would be good stewards of the grace God has given to us. And that above all else, we would serve one another, known and unknown, friend and enemy, those we like and those we don't like, those we agree with and those we disagree with, that we would serve them in love. Today, tomorrow, February 23rd through the 26th, February 27th, and all the days ahead. Because Jesus Christ, who's the same today, was the same yesterday, and will be the same forever. May we manage, be good stewards of the grace God has given to us. Glory be to God the Father, in the strength of the Holy Spirit, and in the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, I want to invite us to have the opportunity to have our hands washed. Hand washing is an ancient tradition. Hand washing and foot washing is an ancient tradition of the church. It's a time that we remember the way in which Jesus served humanity in selfless, unconditional kind of love. So this morning, I've asked Susan King to sing a special song for us, and I invite us, as we hear Susan, that above that we'd be listening for the voice of God that calls us and the hands that God has given to us towards service. Sarah and I are available. We would love to wash your hands, that your hands might be hands that are stewards and managers of the grace that God has given to you. And when you dry your hand, there's a washcloth. It's just a simple washcloth. But we want to invite you to take that with you as a reminder that you are a steward of the grace God has given to you. And that when you hold on to this washcloth, you might remember to serve the world in love. In a few moments, you're invited to come forward as the Spirit leads you. Let us pray together. Great God of love, we pour our hearts out before you. We thank you for the hands that you have given to us. And we ask now, O God, that you would allow our hands to be good stewards, to be good stewards of the manifold, unconditional, amazing grace that you have offered to us. Help us, O God, to use our hands, our feet, our hearts, and our very lives to serve you and to serve one another and to serve all of humankind. Now come, Holy Spirit, flood this place. God, your presence is what we long for. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.